your dead! Bring out your dead!
Here, will you take my Bert, will ya?
Plague, was it?
Yeah, you will give him a proper burial, won't ya?
Of course I will. I'll chuck him in a pit with all the others.
Oh, good, yeah, it's what he would have wanted. He's worrying, though, isn't it, this plague thing, you know? I mean, where's he come from?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. It starts with a little flea that jumps upon a rat. It bites the rat and gives it germs, and for the rat, that's that. Then the flea, it looks for somewhere else to find its food. It hops on you and me and starts to suck our blood. First, you feel a little poorly, and then you start to swell. Then you start to spit some blood, and then you really smell. Then you know it's time to ring your funeral bell.
Done.
Along comes Mr. Death and swishes you to hell. Gone. There's lots of cures to help you if you have the cash. Kill the village cats and dogs and burn them all to ash. Sit down in a sewer so the smell dries. Plague away. Place chicken bottoms on your spots, then you'll be okay. First, you feel a little boy, and then you start to swell. Then you start to spit some blood, and then you really smell. Then you know it's time to ring your funeral bell. Along comes Mr. Dead and swishes you to hell. Plague kills little children even more than mums or dads. A priest said it's because the wicked kids have acted bad. Half the people on the earth are simply blown away. So for Mr. Death, these will be really busy days.
First,
you feed a little boy, and then you start to smell. Then you start to spit some blood, and then you really smell. Then you know it's time to ring your funeral bell. Along comes Mr. Death and swishes you to hell. Along comes Mr. Death and swishes you to hell. Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead!